Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them over there in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Dot Zack building in the Grand Center area. Come by anytime, but on every Friday they'll have new music happy hour going on. They'll have new record spinning, and they'll have new music. This Friday, August 11th, they'll have records from Portugal, The Man, Coldplay, Foster the People, The Districts, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 soundtrack, and much, much more. Find full details at musicrecordshop.com. You can follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. And this year, Music Record Shop is also the official sponsor of Lubefest. So be sure to follow along and figure out how you can win yourself some Lubefest tickets this year. Again, all details, musicrecordshop.com. Check it out. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Oh yeah, this is the Macho Man Randy Savage, and you're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast. Check it out at rockpaperpodcast.com. Yeah, dig it!
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today at Gaslight in St. Louis, on the hill, with Gavin McNutt. Welcome back to the show, man.
Thanks, Shane. Yeah, it's been a little bit.
Yeah, I just pulled that up. It looked like 200-something episodes, maybe, or something.
Yeah, I think you've been incredibly busy, is what I think, Shane.
Trying, man. Trying to stay busy. There's a lot going on, man, and I'm just trying to document as much as I can, and it's been very exciting to be a part of this this whole St. Louis music scene right now. There's a lot going on, and it's very cool.
It's only growing. I feel like it's truly kind of it's only growing. I feel like it's growing into its own. Finally, it's been a turbulent 4 years, I feel like, for the scene, but I think that we're starting to get some friction here.
For sure, man. And like we're saying, we're here at Gaslight. Gaslight's definitely been a huge part of that movement, I would say, over the last year or more that they've been recording and things, and there's been some great records coming out of here and all kinds of cool stuff going on, and now you're about to be a part of all that, right?
Yeah, I got a solo EP coming out called Where Do You Call Home? It's a little narrative about love. And then I got a project that I've been working on for almost 3 years now called The Daisy Ad. And we've been on a couple times with you. And we finally have recordings coming out. Recorded right here at Gaslight.
Yeah, man. Well, I wanted to catch up a little bit, too, before we kind of get into all that. I know you got some fun dates coming up. You got the records. You've been steadily, all over the place yourself, too. But you recently just opened up for Brewer and Shipley over at Del Mar Hall.
Yeah, I did.
How was that night?
It was really special. They were really kind. And it was really nice. The whole place was sold out, which I was definitely pleased with. It was nice. The staff at the hall are great. They're super professional, kind, and yeah, it was just really neat. It was really neat. I played a lot of originals, and it was right after a lot of that stuff in London and Manchester happened. So I played some Oasis songs to kind of express my distaste for the terrorism going on over there, which was kind of bizarre because Brewer and Shipley obviously is an American Midwestern act. But yeah, it was great. They were kind. It was definitely a once in a lifetime.
Yeah, man. I think that's got to be, you know, pretty huge to be sharing a stage with those guys. I mean, they've been at it a long time, and
40 years, 45 years. I don't know. Yeah. Something crazy. Something way older than me.
Right. Yeah. They got. And if you don't know, they do that. Right. I guess arguably their biggest hit was that One Toke Over the Line.
One Toke Over the Line.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the crowd's pretty responsive to your solo stuff?
They were. Yeah. They were pretty responsive. It was weird. Sometimes when you play shows, you never know if you're going to get people that like you. And this happened when I played at Old Rock House, opening up for a band one time where it was a sold-out show, but played with Brewer and Shipley, and there was like 10 likes on Facebook after, and I was like, wow. Like, I mean, there was 300 people at like both shows, but like I didn't expect 10 of them to like be like, yeah, let's find this guy, but they did.
Yeah.
So that's pretty sweet.
Very cool. And that was your first time at on the stage at Del Mar Hall.
Yeah, it was. I saw Shovels and Rope.
Yeah.
I saw Shovels and Rope there. My friend Drew, who you've interviewed many times, gave me a free ticket one night, and I was just blown away by the talent. Of Shovels and Rope. I saw them open for Dawes at Off-Broadway, I don't know, 5 years ago, and they were just stellar, and it was nice seeing them play a venue with such stellar sound. Shane Presley.
Yeah, that that's a great room. I've been over a few nights myself and always had a good time. And so you'd be back on that stage, I think, which people are very excited about coming up is... The Daisy Ad, you're a part of, will be taking the stage as Gorillaz as a part of Undercover Weekend coming up there. So that's another big opportunity for the band and that's going to be a wild weekend, man. There's some serious players on that stage, and that's going to be fun. So how did that come about?
So Mike Tomko, somebody whom I've had a lot of respect for over the past, I would say, 5 years. He does an Undercover Weekend, and he's the promoter for it. And, you know, I've told Mike this, so I'm going to share this story. But, like, there was, like, a couple years that I had submitted, and I got turned down. And I'm the kind of person that, like, I'm a pretty ambitious human being. And when doors close on me, I kind of get my feathers ruffled. But he told me no twice, and then I think it was the third year I applied, and he said yes. And I was, like, so gratified. And we did Bob Dylan last year, and actually Josh from Brother Lee joined us, and Drew Schaefer joined us for Bob Dylan's set. And this year I submitted three bands. I think I submitted like Third Eye Blind, Oasis, The Cure, and then I submitted Gorillaz. And Tomko was like, hey, tell me more about Gorillaz. And I was like, well, like, I think we could do it. I think it'd be fun. He's like, okay. And like, you know, he's super professional, and he nudges you in a very, he's a leader. Something I've learned about Tomko. He's a leader. So he kind of nudged us in a certain way. And he's like, well, have you thought about performing with these acts? And I'm like, well, no, I haven't. And he's like, well, think about it. So he actually suggested Insane Analog's Patrick Brown. And Patrick, after I met Pat, it's like me and him are kindred. Like, he is a lot like me. And he's super talented, so we did that. And then I leaned on my friend Allie, who's in the River Kittens, to do some stuff. And then Neil from Old Souls is joining us too. And I think Damon Albarn from Gorillaz, I think he's truly... I call him a genius when I'm talking to my friends, but I to be frank, I think I would call him very brilliant. I mean, I think somebody that dealt with a past of Britpop. Blur, he was in Blur.
Right.
And he kind of lived in the shadow of all these other Britpop bands, and then he said, well, I can live in the shadow of that, or I could create this alternate universe of cartoons and hip, what I call hip pop. And now Gorillaz, I feel like, is bigger than a lot of the bands that he was competing with or peers with as a Britpop artist. So, yeah, I'm really gratified. I'm really excited to play a character on stage. I never get to play a character. I'm always playing myself.
Yeah.
So that's exciting to not be in my own shoes.
Sure.
But, yeah, we're closing out night three, the 2000s night, and I'm very excited about it.
Definitely.
August 26th at Del Mar Hall and Undercover Weekend.
We'll be sharing the stage that night with The Fade as Justin Timberlake.
Love those boys.
Oh, yeah. School of Rock as Amy Winehouse.
Love those.
We Should Leave This Tree as Death Cab for Cutie. And Ida Ade as Erykah Badu. So
sounds pretty eclectic.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one for sure.
Yeah.
So get those tickets, undercoverweekend.com or the Del Mar Hall box office and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, it's also a Ticketmaster show, so you can go on Ticketmaster and find that stuff as well.
Right. I had Tom Cole on the show, and we kind of talked about that, like how a lot of it's like people kind of submit these bands that are kind of maybe idolize or whatever, and that kind of stuff. I mean, did you grow up being a big Gorillaz fan and stuff? I mean,
so I'm 30. When Gorillaz got big, it was early 2000s. I would have said I was in my high school years. I always loved Gorillaz, but what I would say about idolizing or whatever might have you, I would probably lean on saying that I've always appreciated the art. And then recently, so I'm a big Oasis fan.
Right.
And recently he released, Damon released, Humans, which is the new Gorillaz record, and Noel Gallagher, which if anybody doesn't know, Oasis and Blur had a huge rivalry in the 90s. Like, I mean, it was really severe. Anyways, and I found out that Noel was working with Damon, and I was like, I really want to dig into this Gorillaz stuff. And I started listening to it, and then I was like, you know what? When I submit for Undercover Weekend, I'm going to submit Gorillaz because, I mean, who doesn't like Gorillaz?
Yeah.
And I'm there's, my friends know, my friend John Beebe, he does By Jack.
Yeah.
John told me one time, he said, you're the most British American that I've ever met. And, it makes me feel great, actually, because I really love British culture. And sure. I was like, I have to submit a British band. And I was like, if Noel is cool with Damon, I think that that's acceptable to submit. And that's just kind of how it all panned out. I know that sounds really weird and cheesy, but I'm definitely very, very, very excited about it.
Man, I'm excited to see how you guys pull this off and stuff. It's going to be very interesting. Are you guys going to do Clint Eastwood, do you think?
That'll be in there. Yeah. I mean, frankly, if you guys are hearing this before the show, it's a greatest hits set. So yeah. If you want to dance and feel good and listen to your favorite Gorillaz songs tonight, or August 26th is the night to do that.
Are you going to do the Del rap, or is that?
I am not a rapper. Yeah. I will never claim to be Patrick Brown, the talented. The talented, charismatic Patrick Brown is going to be doing all the rapping.
Nice, yeah, man.
I'll do the stabs, but
yeah,
he'll be doing the rapping
for sure. That's going to be cool, man. I'm excited about that. And that whole weekend, like I said, just a bunch of great music, so yeah. Get those tickets. I think 3-day passes are,
$40 maybe?
Something like that. $30, $40, whatever it is. It's cheap. And
it's cheap.
And a lot of great local talent.
You get beer, don't
talent.
You? You get beer? Not this
year?
Yeah,
I think there is some, maybe a pass that includes some citywide or something, I think. So
good.
Yeah, it's check good that out. But yeah, so like I said, we're over here at Gaslight. You've been here putting in a lot of hours working on a Gavin M. Solo EP, as well as a the Daisy Ad EP.
Yeah.
And you wanted to share some of these songs you've been working on.
Yeah.
Let's. You want to start with your solo?
Yeah, we'll do this song. It's so I'll kind of preface this. The gracious nature of J.B. Anderson has really helped me. The past 9 months of my life have been kind of tricky. And JB has allowed me to come into the studio, and he's allowed me to express myself through my work, and most importantly, I did this solo EP, and when things weren't going too good in my life, and he said, "Well, let's write a concept EP," and the concept EP was really just an idea that he had about, you know, finding love and losing love, and I kind of had some songs written about my personal life, and I also had some songs that weren't written. So the song that we're about to hear, though, however, is not about me. But what I will say is that since I've written the song, so that was in November, and now it's August, this song could apply to my own narrative. Mm-hmm. But it's called Hope I Never Lose This, and it's about finding something that replenishes your soul, I guess.
Yeah.
So we can take a listen.
Hope I Never Lose This. That'll appear on the EP, as like we said. Is that like a 5 or 6?
It's a 5-song EP, and it's honestly, there's some lyrics in some of the other songs about Cherokee and Shaw, and it's really about the EP is really about this guy who falls in love with this woman, and she's not in love with him, and then she falls in love with him, and then she goes away. then they break up, and then he gets okay. It's really dramatic, and it's just a story. And it wasn't my story, actually, but there's songs in there that are my story. But, yeah, it was, I mean, I'll be honest, JB is not a musician, and he's a great entrepreneur, but he suggested that I write out a concept idea, so kudos to JB for that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's cool. I love what he's doing, and, like, you know, just him as a person and what he's being a part of and everything.
He's very strong-willed.
Yeah. But he's got a great vision for all this stuff, and he's been pushing people to do some cool stuff, and it's working, man. And so
it's working, that's for damn sure.
And like I said, you're also here with the Daisy Ed. You guys are also wrapping up an EP.
Yeah.
You wanted to share a couple tunes from this one as well. One including Jump Up and Shout.
Yeah. Yeah, which, actually, the version that we're about to hear in the chorus, Monk... from Monk and the People. Monk does harmonies on the chorus of Jump Up and Shout. And then we have a guy named Jordan Bay. He's a stellar saxophone, tenor sax player from Belleville. Old friend of mine and Dylan's that plays a sax solo in the chorus of that song. So that's pretty exciting. It's weird, man. The song just kind of came. It just came, and we're hoping that next summer it's really like the upbeat, happy summer fun tune of all time for St. Louis. talks about Cherokee Street.
Right.
The lyrics start out, it's the searing heat, summertime, Cherokee Street, if you don't mind. I kind of had that feeling about St. Louis. I know Cherokee's a troubled area, but there's something, as Drew and I have talked about before, there's some kind of river that flows underneath the concrete of Cherokee Street, some kind of myth,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah, there's in that song, man, I was like, there was a cool like jam at the end where kind of this like that long extended instrumental, you know, where you guys just like grooving with it and like sounds great, man. Like I was really digging it. Kind of a throwback to like a 70s, you know, rock stuff, and like I don't know, just feels good, man. Feels and then like hearing the horns and the keys and on and everything, just really a huge sound coming out of that. So
yeah, it really does. It does have a lot going on for sure. I'm really excited about it, yeah, frankly. And especially I talked to some of our friends like Josh from Pono AM and Danny from Brotherly and Josh from Brotherly, and like to hear them like be like, dude, that's good. Like I was like, all right, my peers think that the stuff sounds good. So that was really exciting. You know, I think when we first talked, it was 2 years ago. So it's like now we're just ready to get in there and make something happen. You know?
Yeah, man. And that's cool that you invited Monk out too. I think he's another hustler, man. He's out there. He's
great friend of mine.
Yeah, great guy. Great Monk and the People. If you don't know, check them all out. They're a great band. Been doing big things lately, and so get involved with them too. But yeah, that's cool that you invited. He played a little guitar, and you said sang.
He just sang.
Yeah.
He only did harmonies.
Oh, okay.
On it, yeah. Jordan Bay did tenor sax.
All right. We got another one that you also wanted to share, and that's Existential,
yeah. This one, Jordan Bay also played horn harmonies with Dylan on, and it's pretty stellar. I'm pretty freaking excited about it. It's like a pop hit, and it's got a lot going on. I think this, I mean, these two songs, I really feel like show what the Daisy Ad has become, especially after Tony Bertoglio has joined the band, and Neil C. Luke has been a quiet partner in our work, which is exciting. Good friend of mine too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
yeah, it's exciting, man. There's like, I hope you guys enjoy these tunes.
Sure. Are you so still not yet? We're finishing it up and stuff. But do you have an expected release? I mean, is this like before the end of the year?
I would say fall. I wouldn't say Christmas. I would say fall. I would say both EPs should be released in September or October.
Yeah.
Maybe November. But it's really getting close, and the material, as you guys have heard, the material is recorded. We're just trying to figure out the logistics. I really want to do an EP release solo and have some really stellar acts on there acoustic-wise. And I also want to have a band release. And I've been talking to the guys from The Death. I don't know if you're familiar with The Death.
Yeah.
Great, great guys, and I've been talking to Josh and Corey from Pono, and I would like to have them potentially on, like, the Daisy Ad CD release. They're really, yeah, I feel like, I mean, I don't know, man, the things are just getting crazy around here. Like, the talent around here is just really insane.
Yeah, man. You know, you were part of, so was The Death, part of Jackal Fest. Again,
yeah,
this year.
Yeah, we played, and The Death played, and a lot of bands played. Elliot played, Old Souls played, Madison, Sister Wizard played, LS Express played, which I play lead guitar in LS Express once in a while, like I would say a few times a month. Also, Gabe is a stellar guitar player, but I play with LS, and yeah, man, Jackal Fest was pretty stellar.
I look at that lineup, and I just get super excited to think about what's happening for St. Louis music. I mean, that was an incredible bill, and you know, I think a lot of those bands are kind of
Danny Blaze, man, that guy's been work. I've known that kid for, man, you're not a kid, Danny. I've known you, you know what I mean, buddy.
Sure.
I've known you for I've known you for almost 10 years.
Yeah.
And he's always been, same with Zach, because Zach works with them and produces them, but I've known Zach for almost 15, but I've known Danny for damn well 10 years, and he went from, I mean, the guy, he's just evolved. He's a master of his craft.
Yeah, man.
He's really good at what he does.
For sure. Yeah, that was an excellent event, and like I said, just top to bottom stacked bill, full musicians. So I've said it on here before, but if you haven't checked out that lineup, if you missed out on that party, you need to go do your homework and look up all those bands, because
yeah,
they're all about to blow up. So
they are.
Happening. We mentioned, like I said, the Daisy Ed. You got another opportunity besides seeing them as the Gorillas for the Undercover Weekend. You can also catch them at Old Rock House on August 30th, and you guys will be opening that night for Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts.
Correct.
Yeah. Do you know much about them?
I don't. Obviously, Tony's the front of house manager for Old Rock House, so he set up the gig.
Yeah,
I'm just really grateful, man. I want to also say thank you to Bert. We mentioned Brewer and Shipley earlier, but Bert from Pagan Productions and Patrick from Pagan Productions, Pat Hagen.
Yeah.
That he owns part of the pageant. I love Pat. I love Bert. Love Tony. Like, you know, the city's just, there's a lot of business, so like there's so much revenue and there's so much heart. Like, it's crazy. Like, business is, you people always think there's not any heart in it, but you know, there's an opportunity in St. Louis for people to make money doing things they love and promoting things they love, and the talent here is just crazy. So I'm really grateful for all the promoters and groups, and I'm just really excited about what's going to happen the next few years in St. Louis. As JB and Gaslight says, you know, STL is a music town. I mean, it really is. Mm-hmm. You know this, 400 and some podcasts, St. Louis area, something's going on.
Yeah, man. I
also thank you.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. I'm just trying to keep up. Like I said at the beginning, trying to capture all this. I don't know. Whenever I'm done, I just want to look back on this like as a time capsule for what was going on in St. Louis music, and I think it's going to be something pretty special, man, because there's a lot of cool stuff happening right now.
Yeah, man.
So, Yeah. So we got when you hit this when you release this Daisy Ad EP, I mean, is this what do you want to do, man? You want to hit the road and see how people?
We'll see. I mean, I got a good feeling about the material. We'll see. I'm really wanting to really amp it up in St. Louis first and build a following, but I'm down to hit the road too. I just want to have fun right now.
Definitely. Yeah.
And if the art is called to another area and if people want the art somewhere else, then I'll go there. Mm-hmm. You know, you can check us out at you can check me out at gavinm.bandcamp.com, or you can check us out at thedaisyad.bandcamp.com. But yeah, we'll eventually make that happen. I just think that right now we need to focus on creating the art.
Sure.
And people being responsive to the art. Frankly, everybody jumps into jumping on the road, but it's like, let's get our creative ideas straight and let's be logical about what the market looks like in town.
Yeah.
And then we can jump out, because if we attract talent in town or attract attention in town, Chicago is going to say, well, what about this band in St. Louis or New York or London or Seattle or Brisbane or Glasgow or whatever? Like, I think it's more about building yourself and then allowing people to want to obtain it.
Yeah, man, I can do that. I think, and I've joked about it, you know, but it's for real though. Like, St. Louis is big enough to almost tour just St. Louis. I mean, between, you know, like, all the venues around town, and then you, of course, you can go to Stagger Inn, Edwardsville, yeah, stuff, or whatever. You can come out to St. Charles. You can, go down to Festus,
Manamilia.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of different little venues, and you can hit a bunch of spots and tap into a bunch of different markets, because even though, like, we're all one big city, we all call St. Louis, but, I mean, like, there's a lot of different pockets of where people don't really...
You obtain all of them, Shane.
Yeah, I'm trying.
You obtain all of them.
Yeah. But I think that's a smart idea to kind of, like you're saying, build a buzz locally and then create a demand for it outside of that. So I'm excited to see what happens for the Daisy Ad and for Gavin M going into 2018 and stuff.
Yeah, man, it's been a long road. I think we're gonna see some light at the end of the tunnel.
We've been talking about putting this all together, and it's finally happening. So it's exciting to see it all coming together finally. So
cool.
If you if you're in the recording, looking to record, reach out to Gaslight.
They've been,
been doing big things, like I said, so...
lots of big things.
Yeah, GaslightSTL.com. Man, thanks, Gavin. I appreciate you taking some time to hang, man.
Shane, I appreciate you always having me on here and being so gracious.
Yeah. And I will I'll see you at Undercover Weekend, buddy.
Ain't happening. Feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag. All right, thanks, man.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.